Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai City Council adopted a resolution approving the use of the Fleet Replacement Fund for the purchase of 4 Ford Police Interceptors utilizing the Alaska Equipment Fleet contract. The city conducted an evaluation of utility vehicles within its fleet to determine the efficiency of current vehicles and replacement needs of aged vehicles. City Manager Paul Ostrander told the City Council,
"The 4 vehicles actually represent the 2 vehicles that were slated for replacement in FY22, so last fiscal year, and then the other 2 are for this current fiscal year, FY23. So we were unable to replace the vehicles in FY22 because Ford was not recognizing Alaska State contract pricing. Just recently, we have an opportunity to buy these 4 Interceptors under the state contract pricing, so this would get all of the vehicles that we needed for both FY22 and FY23, and we still think that delivery of these is probably potentially in excess of 12 months.
The Kenai Police Department requested the order and purchase of 4 Ford Police Interceptors for a total estimate cost of $185,680. Installation of the police vehicle equipment will be done in-house by the city shop with these purchases rather than being outsourced to a vendor for installation of the equipment. And based on the cost savings, the cost of equipment purchase installation is estimated to be approximately $11,000 per vehicle based on the recent outfitting. Kenai Municipal Code allows for the city to purchase equipment without giving an opportunity for competitive bidding if the equipment is purchasable under the contract of another government agency in which the contract the city is authorized to participate. The resolution was adopted without objection. And for more details, log on to our website at radiokenai.com. The Institute for Northern Engineering's Petroleum Development Lab at the University of Alaska Fairbanks conducted new research that demonstrates the potential for commercial production of the estimated billions of barrels of heavy oil under existing oil fields on Alaska's North Slope. UAF engineers in Hillcorp, Alaska, have successfully deployed an enhanced oil recovery method using a process known as polymer flooding to pull the thick, viscous oil to the surface at Milne Point. The latest results of the research were presented at a press conference at the University of Alaska Fairbanks Friday.
This research was initially supported by the federal government, but then once again, because of changing attitudes, that funding went away. The state therefore stepped in, and we've helped fund this technology, and we'll keep funding this technology because there's a lot of frontiers with regard to oil recovery here in the state of Alaska, and this is just but one.
That's Governor Mike Dunleavy. The process injects a mixture of polymer and seawater into the reservoir, increasing the production of heavy oil compared to traditional water injection. The research demonstrates the technology works on the North Slope, and the results are promising, according to the Office of Governor Dunleavy. UIF researchers are encouraged by the progress they're making and believe higher production can be achieved over the next decade. Dr. Abhijit Dandekar, professor and chair with the UAF College of Engineering and Mines, said,
We have been working on heavy oil for many, many years, but the real opportunity, excellent opportunity, actually came our way back in 2018. We found a very good industry partner, Hillcorp, and the project was funded. And now if I fast forward it to late 2022, so that is basically our claim that heavy oil polymer EOR works in the challenging Alaskan Arctic environment.
$5 million has been directed for the next phase of the research project in its FY23 state budget after the DOE eliminated funding for all heavy oil research earlier this year. Meanwhile, in Anchorage, 2 orphaned black bear cubs at the Alaska Zoo are going to a new home. They'll be shipped out early Thursday to the Audubon Zoo in New Orleans. Female cubs, roughly 9 months old, were found orphaned on Joint Base Elmendorf Richardson in June. Alaska Zoo curator said the zoo had been looking for a facility where the pair could have a permanent home. The Alaskan bears will be joining an orphaned Louisiana black bear named Sassafras, according to a keeper at the Audubon Zoo, who is in Anchorage to pick up the bears. The keepers at both zoos are confident that the Alaskan bears will do fine in Louisiana, but they'll definitely have to make a few adjustments. For one, winter temperatures in their new home can be in the 70s, and it can be too warm for the Alaskan bears to hibernate, but they'll have a beautiful exhibit to enjoy year-round. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.